It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
My mom adores Teddy Swims.
He's good, man.
Yeah.
That dude can sing.
She has him on nonstop repeat at the house.
Swimming through
over there.
Her mind.
It's like, next song, next song, next song. Teddy.
He's
Teddy,
good, man.
Teddy. She's like, oh my God, his voice is amazing. Just telling her all of her girlfriends about him. Ugh, it's disgusting.
He played a show up in Dillon in September that sold out in like a week. Like people in Dillon could not wait to see Teddy swim. So yeah,
he's big at altitude.
He is huge.
Which, by the way, cool concert venue. That Dillon like amphitheater
country.
Or whatever, really cool.
Is that the one right on the lake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He could literally be Teddy Swims at the end of the concert.
He's just swimming around.
He could jump in the lake and swim off at the end of the concert.
What if he can't swim and it's like a play on words?
Wouldn't that
Teddy sinks.
Teddy paddles.
Teddy sinks.
Teddy sunk. Oh.
Bye, Teddy.
Teddy sunk. Josh, that's fantastic.
Poor guy.
That's really good.
Not with us anymore.
Oh, poor Teddy. So off the air, I had to laugh because Katie was going off about this particular restaurant that we won't name about how they were yelling her name.
Oh. Yeah, because like when you go up to order at like fast food sit down kind of restaurants now, you don't talk to people. You go up to a screen, you type in your order, and then you wait for your food to come out in a window. So there's no more face-to-face interaction with people. And it just shocked me because I was sitting there waiting for my food and all of a sudden they just screamed out my last name in the restaurant. So it was Mitchell! And I thought I was in trouble. Like, I was like,
what happened?
Yeah, so it really took me by surprise. And I was having lunch with my friend and then they screamed her last name. So I'm like, well, clearly I'm not in trouble or anything. But
yeah.
I just think it's a weird
That's
way
That's unsettling,
do things.
Isn't it?
They should give us a number. They should not scream our last name
14!
In a restaurant. Exactly.
Can you give them a different name? So they're like, Super Mario!
I didn't even give them a name. They just took it from my credit card. So they just took the last name.
Like that.
Along with your other info.
Yeah, I know. You never know. So I just like, it was very unsettling for me. I did not enjoy my grilled cheese and tomato soup. I just want to point that out.
You're not used to somebody screaming your name.
I'm not. I know. Not lately.
I don't like that at all.
Thanks for that, too.
Thanks for that reminder.
I don't like it either when you, I get online groceries sometimes and I'll roll up to this grocery store and they bring them all out and they take this giant sticker and put it on the side of your bag with your complete name on it.
Yeah.
And I don't like throwing that kind of stuff away in the trash, you know, so I get home and I'm trying to peel them off like the plastic bags and the paper bags and I'm like, can they just put like JP on there or something versus my entire name that then goes out to the world?
Yeah, I don't
Very
like that.
Very intrusive.
Yeah, it is.
Very
it is.
Intrusive. It
Man.
Really, really is. I do want to welcome you guys to National Nut Day.
Yeah.
You like them?
Love it.
What's
your favorite?
Oh, yeah, what is my favorite nut?
I like cashew, which is like.
I was going to say cashew.
Cashew's least, pretty solid.
The least healthy for you is the cashew, so that's the one I like, of course.
You had those. Like peppered peanuts?
You're a peppered peanut.
I know. They're really good. Smoked peanuts,
smoked
too.
Peanuts.
Those are so good.
I'm going to go the almond, I think.
Okay.
Almonds are good.
Yeah. I like the almond.
Do you milk them as well?
No, not lately.
Not lately?
No.
Okay.
Isn't the almond the one that's poisonous? One of the nuts is poisonous, right? Isn't the cashew? Yeah. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
It's
I think
gotta
it
be
is
prepared.
The almond, actually, if you eat so much of it.
I like to live dangerously.
Yeah.
Bitter almonds.
Yeah.
And raw cashews. Oh, we're screwed.
Oh yeah. Okay, see? You could die.
Look
if
at
it,
us.
Do they?
It's you gotta eat a billion. They contain a toxin called big word. I don't know what it is, but it breaks down hydrogen cyanide when eaten. Breaks down into hydrogen cyanide. So if you eat like 80,000 in one sitting. Yeah, you could.
I don't want to do
yourself.
That.
Yeah,
no.
That seems excessive.
I want to just say I'm really proud of both of you when I asked you what your favorite nut was, and nobody said D's.
So, really, we're maturing.
Like, honestly, I'm really proud of both of you.
We're grown-ups.
Missed opportunity. Can we do this again?
We'll do it again at 8:30.
We'll see you at the 8:30.
See you there.
Trending.
I have Jer on sports. This will make Katie very happy. The Denver Nuggets secured another one of their core players.
Come on.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
4-year, $113 million contract extension.
They needed to get this done. They actually had all season to do it. So that's why I'm very, very happy that the Nuggets got it done early. They got it out of the way. We are ready to go into this season.
Yeah.
Come on, Air Gordon. You
Mr.
got this.
Nuggets.
Let's go.
Sports. This is along with Jamal Murray's four-year, $208 million contract extension. And then I think Joker had one, too. So those, all three of those dudes are secured for at least 3 years.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is how they modeled those contracts after ours. That is wild that they did that.
Well, no comment. That is our company owns us and the Nuggets and the Avs. We're Kronky Sports.
That's the funniest thing you said all day.
Kronky Sports, modeled after ours. Yeah. That's so nice of them.
I don't see any raises in our future after those big numbers.
After those ones,
it ain't happening. Here's some more Jaron Sports. Aaron Rodgers. There's some video of him floating around. Cameras caught him on the sidelines during Sunday Night Football, and it looks like he's picking his nose and eating it.
He's the second quarterback to have this caught. 2 weeks ago in the Broncos game, the Raiders quarterback, Gardner Minshew, was two knuckles deep, and he was digging for gold. And now Aaron Rodgers again. Guys, these are quarterbacks. The camera is always on you.
And then did you see him sniffing something out of a bottle?
Yeah, that might have just been that...
Vicks liquid Vapo Rub or something?
No.
I thought it was like Vicks.
There's that stuff that like makes you wake up a little bit. That's...
Yeah. He was huffing it, though.
He was really tired.
Yeah.
We need to get some of that in the studio is what we need to do.
Have you? Oh, I have some. I have those breaking, what are they called? I have the things from that you break them and then you sniff them and it like wakes you up.
I know. I don't know if you should bring those to work.
No, they're great. They're awesome. They're so good. Yeah. It's not the pink cocaine. It's great.
Okay. Okay.
More to come about that.
More to come.
So I will say that there are multiple stories I've read about picking your nose and eating it and that it's actually good for you.
No, it's not.
What?
Yeah, because you're taking everything that's been filtered there in your nose and you're ingesting it and it like wards off illnesses then because you're building up an immunity to it.
Why don't kids have better immune systems?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Kids are constantly sick, right?
I've also heard the exact opposite of this, where it could cause Alzheimer's because you're putting bacteria into your brain and that they're seeing some kind of link between those things. So,
but I'm putting it into my tummy.
I don't like
it. Don't pick your nose, Jeremy.
All have that one kid growing up? His name was Brian, and he would constantly pick his nose.
Yeah.
And, you know, eat it.
I still see a lot of dudes and some women in their cars thinking they're invisible at a red light just digging for gold. And I'm like, you do not have tinted windows.
Sometimes you got a little boogie in there. You got to get it out, man. It's uncomfortable.
Don't like that. Blow your nose. Blow it.
What if you don't have a napkin or a tissue? You got to go in. You got to go in after it.
Yeah.
You're really backing the nose pickers
and
up,
then
Jer.
Wipe it on the side of your car seat, right?
Oh, you're like up on this hill ready
gross.
To...
That is so... I remember
does it.
I don't even want to say anything. I'm not going to oust him. Yeah, I know somebody that did that and wiped it all across their car seat. And, like, you would move the child's car seat, and one side was crusty.
Caked.
It was gross.
That's why it's hard for me to buy used cars.
Oh.
I got one more sports thing. It says, according to a survey, 51% of American sports fans are more likely to know their favorite team's record rather than how much they actually have saved for retirement. So they know more about their favorite team versus all the financial issues going on behind the scenes for them.
100%.
Is that you, Katie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. How much do you have saved for retirement?
I just can't even tell you right now. It's so much.
$8.50. So good. Okay, so here's the pink cocaine story. Liam Payne passed away when was this? Last week?
Yeah.
A couple of days. Yeah, over the weekend.
Last week.
He was with One Direction. They found pink cocaine in his system. So that is a mixture of drugs that generally include meth, ketamine, and molly, but not necessarily cocaine, so says the story. That's insane.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That's horrible. They also found an aluminum pipe in his hotel room and anything else.
Yeah, the pictures.
And his bed was not made.
The pictures that they were showing of his hotel room when all that happened just trashed.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that must have went on in there. And you hit the nail on the head. Just a very sad, sad situation all
very
around.
Very sad.
Especially now that we know
kind of.
Yeah, what circumstances he was under when all this went down. I mean, it's just so sad.
I saw the picture of the TV. Like, he just put his fist through the TV.
Yeah.
That's somebody who has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
No, and
you're just blacked out.
Yeah, and you see, you know, the balcony that he fell off of, and it's like he was so out of his mind. It totally could have been accidental. Like, he might have not even seen it. Like, that's when you're that far kind of gone. Yeah, that's a scary situation, man.
Well, they're saying like with that particular substance, how you can hallucinate and hear voices and stuff. So you're right. It's not a far stretch that this could have totally been an accident.
Oh, I don't want any of that. Yeah.
No.
I don't want any of that.
You know what's so funny is the older I get, and I know I'm the young one on the show, but like the older you get, like I just want to feel normal and just feel like not dizzy and not like wobbly and all. Like I just want to feel normal and good and happy.
In control.
And in control is a great way to put it. Yeah.
Preach it, boy.
Seriously.
Preach it.
Yeah. And I know I'm so old, but
I know about to be 30. Oh, no.
Well, we didn't have to say that. But
Lord.
All right, Katie. No.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord. There's a new report out talking about how the average person starts dreading the big clock change. Oh, no. We've got to move the clocks again. About 11 days before it takes effect. And I guess...
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, because it's November 3rd, right, when we do it?
Do we gain or lose? I forget.
We
gain or lose?
Fall back, buddy.
So we get to sleep.
Fall back.
Oh,
we get an extra hour, which everybody's smiling in the studio now. We're
so
like,
happy.
Yay.
I know. That's
a
Sunday,
one.
Right? It's a Sunday.
Yes.
So you get that, it would be nice if it happened like on a Monday.
I know.
For us.
No.
Anyway, the main reason is the whole sunlight blues. Because it starts becoming dark by, 2 o'clock now. That's why people get freaked out. Your systems get out of whack. It's the same freaking story twice a year. Everybody can't handle the time change.
Well, I suppose when we go to bed at, 7:30, 8 o'clock now, it's not really going to affect us a whole lot, is it? I didn't even think about
it
until right now.
It's not that bad.
This is better for us.
Hey.
But it is unsettling when it is dark at, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess I better make dinner now.
Well, I mean, I get out of here at 3 p.m. So, I will be in the office before the sun comes up and leave the office when the sun is going down. So, yeah, that's rough.
You're going to need to take some vitamin D supplements.
I do take those already.
Do you?
I do.
You better take two now, because you will never. Never see the sun.
Two.
You're gonna OD on the D, buddy.
Oh,
watch out now.
Huh. Careful with that.
Pause.
Katie wishes.
Oh my god.
So the Wall Street Journal just did a big article on trendy marketing packaging. It's a ploy that they're calling chaos packaging. So it's when companies sell products in containers that they normally wouldn't go in. And their big example is this brand called Vacation, and they sell sunblock in like a whipped cream type can. So you
what?
Yes is right. I know, isn't that fantastic?
I would eat it.
But it's throwing people off. They're like, I thought this was whipped cream, and next thing you know, you're eating it.
Yeah.
It'll kill your kids.
Like, I want that packaging for like peanut butter,
And
maybe like hummus.
Oh, that's smart.
Anything whipped now. I'm just, the possibilities are endless here.
I'm trying to think of more. Mayonnaise
Katie
on a sandwich.
Whips.
Yeah.
Sounds so good.
All of it.
The other example is a brand called Flo that sells tampons in ice cream tubs.
Okay.
That would throw you off if you're going in for the mint chocolate chip and you get that in there. That's fine, though.
So
that's
absorbent.
I feel like it's convenient. You just pop the lid and you pull one out.
Yeah.
It's better than maybe one of those baby gender reveal blaster things or something.
You don't want one of those flying at you.
No, you want that. That'd be horrible.
I'm so confused.
Poor Josh.
So
what are we talking about again?
Look up tampons.
I know
find
what
out
a tampon is. I'm just wondering, what are you talking about the jet thing?
It's because it's funny, because if a tampon came flying out of that at you, that'd be funny.
I mean, that would be funny, yeah. No, you're right. In my eye!
Right in the eye, exactly.
Chaos packaging, you guys. there's a couple good news stories. Screw this guy. A guy in Illinois tried to buy a lottery ticket from a vending machine at his grocery store. The machine malfunctioned. It was one of those big vending machine ones. It wouldn't give him the ticket that he wanted. It would only let him get one kind of another ticket. So he's like, screw it. I'm just going to buy this one instead.
Yeah.
It's not the one I want. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he win?
$9.2 million.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What would you do if you won that?
You would never see me again.
I know. I think I'd be in that camp, too.
I wouldn't tell anybody, but there'd be signs.
Yeah.
There would be signs.
We would pull a former employee here and walk out
after the show.
I'd buy a
full-size basketball court and a water slide. Like, those two things I would automatically buy if I win the lottery.
Why do you need a full-size?
Basketball court?
She's got $9.2 million, dude.
Yeah, you got to rush back
That's
on
how
D,
people
Josh.
That win these blow them. They blow right through
on
the money.
On full-size basketball courts instead
of just
the half court?
That's
no.
an investment.
It
She's
is.
Not blowing it on cocaine.
Thank you. I'm going to get my reps in.
Oh, my goodness. You'll use it 4 times and call it good.
Me?
Yes, Katie.
Come
Even
on.
You. Even you.
Come on.
Even you.
You need one of those ball things that... Who was the guy in Space Jam, the newest Space Jam?
LeBron?
LeBron James.
The biggest athlete of almost all time?
Geron Sports. The, dude, the guy in Space Jam 2.
Yeah. Bronny.
Not
Bron.
The second greatest basketball player of all time. Who's that actor from Space Jam 2?
He was with Bugs Bunny.
The one who was with Bugs all the time.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That was
he was on the basketball court in that movie, and he's got that machine that he just goes, ball, and it goes, foomp, and it shoots him a ball.
Oh, that's so you're the one person that saw Space Jam 2?
Why you guys gotta be hating on me so early in the morning?
He's talking sports. We should embrace this.
I know. We should
shut your face.
Yeah, you're right. Is Space Jam sports? Let's be real.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most realistic and most powerful sports movies ever made.
Exactly.
It's like Space Jam 2, Miracle. Here we go.
Suck it. Yeah. And Rudy.
Oh, man.
Croptober. Make your way to our Facebook page. It is facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh or... my Instagram, Shut Up Jeremy. Or we've got a morning show Instagram now, which is what?
Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
There it is.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to find us on the big social. We'll post Croctober. It's just Crockpot baby back ribs today.
Yummy.
Like, I just felt like it just needed to happen, right?
Oh, my baby back.
Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely. So some delicious ribs in roughly 6 to 8 hours on low. You can find the recipe on our social for...
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.